Well, without question, the most tolerant scion that we have is a fresh market Tangelo that we call Sugar Bell. It's very similar to Mineola, but matures a little bit earlier, and so it can be ready for the Christmas gift market most years. And it's an exceptional quality piece, high quality piece of fruit, and you can get normal fruit, very high yields for long term. We've got trees that now have had HLB for 8 years, and they're producing normally under an optimized production system. And the second most tolerant thing that we have is one we're very excited about, which is the 7-6-27 Mandarin developed by Fred Gemitter. And it's a seedless, easy peel mandarin that will compete with the cuties and the halos in that market. So it's a big opportunity for Florida to get into that. And of course, you know, we're closer to the Northeast state, so we have an advantage in shipping a soft piece of fruit up to that market. So it's a big opportunity for growers. And so far, the original tree is now 9 years old and in the middle of a very high pressure area for greening, and it's still negative for the disease. So.
Let's talk about sweet oranges for juice. Can you tell me what your favorite new scions are for early, mid, and late varieties?
Okay, well, for the early varieties, we were very excited to just release the EV1 and EV2. They're very similar, but I personally like EV1 better, and you can begin harvesting. It's a Valencia clone, which normally you don't start harvesting until March, but you can now harvest these beginning around Thanksgiving. They have already hit about a 15 ratio. So you're getting a Valencia quality juice in the Hamlin period, which, in my opinion, has a chance to significantly improve the quality of our NFC product in Florida. For the mid-season, the favorite clone of mine that's available now is Valquarius, which is another clone of Valencia. The original bud line that we released was very thorny, but we have subsequently released a new bud line that is much less thorny. But stay tuned, because in a few months in the spring, we have a clone of Vernia, which is also a very high-quality mid-season orange that's showing enhanced HLB tolerance that will be made available late spring or early summer this coming year. For the late oranges, my favorite Valencia clone is Soma clone B965 that's also been released. It's just exceptional all around for fruit size, yield, and pound solids, and good flavor. And the new oranges, the OLLs, are absolutely my favorites because they're just so good for eating fresh or for juice. There's OLL8 and OLL4. They're very similar. I probably like OLL4 just a little bit better because it has slightly better color. But they're both exceptional oranges. They have higher juice color than Rhodey Red Valencia. Sometimes the score is over 40, which is phenomenal for an orange. And the yield and the solids are exceptional. And they seem to be more stress tolerant. And we have some anecdotal evidence that they may be a little bit more tolerant to HLB than standard Valencia.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.